by Sam Francis, political reporter, David Sam Francis, Henry Zeffman, chief political correspondent, H. Zeffman. The deputy prime minister has dismissed comments by Donald Trump's running mate for U.S. vice president that UK under Labour might be the first truly Islamist country with nuclear weapons. J.D. Vance, the Ohio senator chosen as Mr. Trump's vice presidential candidate on Monday night, made the comments while at the National Conservatism Conference in Washington, D.C. last week. The 39-year-old said he was beating up on the UK and had discussed with a friend what is the first truly Islamist country to get a nuclear weapon, then joked, maybe it's Iran, maybe Pakistan kind of counts, and then we sort of decided maybe it's actually the UK since Labour just took over. The suggestion that Islamists are gaining in power in some European countries with Muslim minorities is common in some right-wing US political circles. Angela Rayner told ITV that Mr. Vance had said quite a lot of fruity things in the past, but said does not recognize his characterization of the UK. She added that she looked forward to meeting him and Mr. Trump if they won the US election in November. Jack Black Axie's tour over bandmates Trump comment J.D. Vance was once, never Trump. Now he's his running mate. Why Trump picked J.D. Vance as his running mate? His comments on the UK becoming an Islamist country were a direct criticism of Labour's approach to immigration, and he also said that the Tories have got to get a handle on this. Right-wing US political figures have often linked immigration to a rise in Islamism in a country and have regularly focused on the UK. During his speech to the National Conservatism Conference, Mr. Vance made several further comments attacking immigration. He declared, "The real threat to American democracy is that American voters keep on voting for less immigration and our politicians keep on rewarding us with more." In the speech, Mr. Vance also said, "I was in London last year, and it's not doing so good," referring to both high house prices and high immigration, making a link between those, speaking on ITV. Ms. Rayner said, "I'm very proud of the election success that Labour had recently. We won votes across all different communities, across the whole of the country, and we're interested in governing on behalf of Britain and also working with our international allies." Mr. Vance's comments were also criticized by Exchequer Secretary James Murray. Mr. Murray told Sky News, "I don't know what he was driving at in that comment, to be honest. I mean, in Britain, we're very proud of our diversity. I'm very proud that we have a new government. I'm very proud that our Labour government is committed to national security and economic growth. I'm very clear where we are. I don't really know how that comment fits in." Foreign Secretary David Lammy has spent recent months consciously seeking to forge strong relations with Donald Trump's allies, among them Mr. Vance. Mr. Lammy met Mr. Vance alongside several Trump allies during a goodwill mission to the US in May, describing him as his friend. In a speech at the right-leaning Hudson Institute in Washington in May, Mr. Lammy said Mr. Vance was right to say we in Europe have a problem that we need to fix with higher defense expenditure. He also said Mr. Trump has been often misunderstood when it comes to NATO, that he gets the agenda that drives America first, and that he would find common cause with a Trump administration. But Mr. Vance's selection could pose a challenge for the new Labour government if Mr. Trump returns to the White House. Former President Mr. Trump has opted for one of the most isolationist members of the Republican Party. The former Trump critic, now Trump evangelist, opposes aiding Ukraine, while Sir Keir Starmer has committed to spending £3 billion on aid for Ukraine for as long as it takes. Mr. Vance has also criticized Europe's overdependence on the US in foreign policy, potentially straining US-UK relations. Regardless of Mr. Vance's recent intervention, Labour believes their diplomacy with Mr. Trump's team is beginning to bear fruit. Labour sources point to Sir Keir's conversation with the ex-president on Sunday in the aftermath of the assassination attempt, the first time the pair had spoken. Andrew Bowie, the shadow veterans minister, said he absolutely disagreed with the claim that Labour was creating an Islamist country. He told Times Radio, "I disagree with the Labour Party fundamentally on many issues, but I do not agree with that view, quite frankly. I think it's actually quite offensive, frankly, to my colleagues in the Labour Party." Additional reporting by Mike Wendling.